I'm a nurse, and thank you. Yes, I can clean up poop like nobody else. So I became a nurse actually very late in life. I was 43 years old, so I had a lot of context behind me for life. And I remember when I first walked in, we call them code browns, or that's what I call them, code browns. And I had some small ones, some, you know, manageable ones, more like turds or something, just not that hard, just like, oh, we're done, it's good. But then it was, you know what, I got this. Let me manage this. I got it. It's distracting. So it was the first time I fucking want. I will try not to swear. I will do my best. But it's a compulsion. I walked into a code brown. I was on a step-down critical care unit, very sick patients, heavy literally and figuratively. And I walk in, oh, fuck. And I pull back the covers, and there is shit from her shoulders to her heels. She's just soaking in shit. And just pure liquid. And I didn't even know this was possible. I didn't know this existed. They didn't tell me this in nursing school. Are you kidding me? And by the way, you may have patients literally covered in poop. And I pull back those covers, and I have so many emotions going through my head, my heart, my soul. And the first thing was, how the fuck do I clean this up? This is a human being. What do I do? And I've got the yellow gown on and the purple gloves, which are so unattractive. And then purple gloves, when they have poop on them, are really gross looking. And it's just, and I literally sat there and I had this moment, and I've probably only been a nurse like a year, and I just wanted to start sobbing. Because I was like, oh my God, that looks like so much work and I don't know where to start. Right? What you do, just so you know, you just strip it all down. You're like, honey, we're gonna get you cleaned up, and you just roll them and you rip it all down and you just commit. It's a huge commitment. And here's the deal. By the way, that turned into 2 years on a floor where I had about 15 to 17 of those a day. Burned me out. And then with all the MRSA and the VRE, and you're always in a gown, which incubate you, and it's just, it's nasty. It's exhausting, actually, is what it is. But here was the thing that was so profound for me, and this is one of the reasons after 6 years of bedside critical care nursing, my soul got sucked dry, and I now am in healthcare technology, and I get to wear cute shoes to work, and nobody pees on me. But I was like, fuck, this is someone's mother. This is like, and this is one of the reasons I think I got burned out so fast, is I would think too much about what was actually happening. And I was like, oh, what if this was my mother? What if this was me? And how, you know, and I was a good nurse, so I just shut down and I did what I had to do. But then the other thing that was always so touching and heartbreaking and endearing at the same time is if they were conscious and aware enough to say, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you have to do this. And it's like, oh, honey, this is why I got up today. And I'm thinking, oh, I don't want to do this again. But I would never say that, of course. And sometimes it was like, yeah, you know, we were eating birthday cake in the break room, and now I'm in here doing this. I'd like to go back to my cake. But, you know, you don't ever let them know that. But that was always so just touching to me. And that reminder, no matter how exhausted I was, no matter how disgusting it was, I would always think, God, what if this was me? And I literally had so little control that I, like, was that vulnerable. And it was always the vulnerability of my patients that humbled me every shift, just humbled me to my core. Doesn't mean I wanted to stay and do it until I retired. And that's why I have positioned myself out. So I have no moral to this story other than I think just trust that if your nurse is cleaning you up, that they really do love doing it. And that's what nurses do, and that's a part of our job. And you know what? It's okay. It's all good. But God, that was a day. I will never forget that. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you.